This is Ozarks at Large for the final Friday of October. Thanks for being with us. When the COVID-19 pandemic was declared last March, medical marijuana sales in Arkansas rose. By summer, shortages of certain cultivated medical marijuana flowers occurred. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a handful of Arkansas medical marijuana growers who supply the state industry claim no such shortage exists.
Arkansas's medical marijuana laws allow for 8 cultivation facilities to grow medical marijuana. So far, 4 have been licensed to operate. 30 dispensaries have also legally opened to sell medical marijuana since a year ago May, with 3 more pending approval. In contrast, Oklahoma's Medical Marijuana Authority lists nearly 6,000 active cultivation licenses, 1,400 active processing licenses, and 2,100 active dispensary licenses. Application fees for growers, processors, and dispensaries in Oklahoma is around $2,500. In Arkansas, growers pay 40 times that cost just for annual licensure, and then they have to post $500,000 in performance bonds. And in Arkansas this summer, supply could not meet growing demand by patients in Arkansas who prefer to smoke or vape medical marijuana flowers. In this case, a powerful strain called Indica, says Scott Harden. He's director of communications for the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration, which includes Arkansas's Medical Marijuana Commission.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Ever since about mid-March, when the pandemic really became a statewide issue, that just across the board, you saw the CDC recommend that patients maintain a 2-week supply of their prescription medication. And it really looks like patients in the state took that advice and applied it toward their medical marijuana medicine. And because what you saw was in mid-March, this really significant spike, not just in a section of the state, but across the state at all of the dispensaries in operation. And the question then was, will this be maintained, or is this just a brief spike and we'll fall back to normal levels in April? Well, for the most part, it has really held steady since mid-March. So sales, if you look, in mid-March, it picked up, and we got to the number where you saw sales statewide of about $600,000 a day.
The Arkansas Department of Health, which regulates medical marijuana use in the state, lists 18 qualifying conditions ranging from cancer to seizures for patients to obtain this still federally outlawed drug. Harden says dispensaries in Arkansas are anecdotally reporting most users consume medical marijuana to treat chronic pain.
Back in June, as we renewed each dispensary and cultivator, the dispensaries were asked, is there an issue with product shortage? Well, at the time they said no, there wasn't. But then after the fact, you did have dispensaries that are now saying, well, we're running into some issues with available flower and whether it's a certain strain. And that's what we are most aware of here at the state level, is dispensaries running out of strains that are extremely popular, and the cultivators may not be able to provide that immediately to them and resupply that.
Harden says for now, shortages are spotty, not widespread.
Right now we have 8 licensed cultivators, which is the max allowed under Amendment 98, the state's medical marijuana amendment. So we have 4 that are growing and selling to dispensaries. As those additional 4 come online and we get to 8, the hope is that not only do we see any shortage in specific strains overcome, but if there is any dispensary across the state that is having issues getting any amount of flower, that as those additional 4 cultivators come on board, we hope that that's totally eliminated, because ultimately the hope is that a patient can walk in any dispensary in the state and access what they need.
In June, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission licensed 3 more cultivation facilities in Arkansas, expected to open sometime next year. But 5 Arkansas cultivators sued their marijuana commission, Department of Finance, and State Alcohol Control Board, which monitors the industry, seeking declaratory judgment in Carroll County Circuit Court. They claim no more growers should be licensed to operate unless the commission can formally prove and declare a flower deficit in the state. The plaintiffs, Bold Team Cultivators, Natural State Medicinals, Natural State Wellness Enterprises, Osage Creek Cultivation, and Delta Medical Cannabis, claim there is no proof a shortage of medical marijuana exists. Again, Scott Hardin.
So as we entered this year, the number of patients was growing steadily, but it has actually, the number of patients overall has doubled since January 1. We're now at just under 90,000 patients across the state. And it looks like by the close of the year, I think it's safe to say we'll certainly exceed 100,000 patients. And if you go back to where we were in 2016, as we were looking at this program and thinking, what could this mean for the state? We looked at other states and saw, well, here's one where 1% of the population holds a patient card. So just making a guess, we said maybe when the markets mature, we'll have 40 to 50,000 patients across the state. Well, here we are today, a few years later, and it looks like we're going to exceed 100,000 fairly soon. So it really has that the as you bring additional patients on board, ultimately we'll have 37 dispensaries in operation here over the next few months. We don't see sales slowing down at all.
Part of the supply chain pressure in Arkansas has been attributed to Missouri patients able to legally obtain medical cannabis here with a temporary state-issued ID card. That strain will lift, given this week, Missouri's first medical cannabis dispensaries have opened for business to long lines of qualified patients. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.